I'm Andy Hamer, bringing you a true story dug up by a cricketer's dog in a Leicester car park that changed sporting history. It's Dave Podmore's Ashes Shame.
And Podmore's certainly come to the party. He's gatecrashed that Investec sponsors box and he's dancing gangbang style in a grass skirt and a coconut bikini. All of which is slightly surprising because he's supposed to be bowling from the Kirkstall Lane end. Do I mean gangbang, Malcolm, or is that something else? Gangnam! Thank you very much, I sit corrected. I had some marvellous asparagus the other night.
Yeah, no, I like to think there'd always be a place for Dave Podmore in the England setup for the Ashes, be it as a selector, video analyst, or as a global ambassador for cheap fags at payupmonthly.com. Gives me a very big buzz and diplomatic immunity, which allows me to drive in a bus lane, obviously.
And Podmore's going to be caught, is he? Or is he going to get away with it? No, he's caught on the boundary! Ah, the police just wrestled him to the ground there and... Well, I'm afraid that's the last bit of match-fixing we're going to see from him today. What a silly thing to do on the stroke of lunch.
Earlier this year, London came to a standstill as the nation bade farewell to a controversial yet iconic figure from the East Midlands. I had the very great honour of reporting for Radio 1 County on the final journey of this feisty and indomitable 87-year-old. In dog years, that is.
Such strong characters cannot but divide. In Saxon's case, the division was between those he'd bitten on the county cricket circuit and those he had not.
Very much so.
Dave Podmore's grief at the loss of his beloved Rhodesian Ridgeback was there for all to see and to feel on the back of their necks. The cricketer's cricketer's cricketer was supported by his attractive wife Jackie, sizzling in a simple black morning basque and putting all the other wags to shame. Also filling the pews of a certain Mr. C. Wren Esquire's signature cathedral, countless former teammates and their dogs.
Above all, Saxon was, throughout his long life, his own dog, straying occasionally from the leash of convention, to be sure, but it is a measure of the respect in which he was held that so many of his offspring are here today. So let them all now sit up and pay their own tribute to the 12th man's best friend.
Nice one, Bishop.
Here you are. Stick this in your back, cassock.
Oh, that's most welcome.
Well, Pod, a splendid send-off for Saxon, and a starry turnout, too.
Cheers, lads!
Whoa, the red arrows.
$25,000 for 2 seconds of noise and a bit of pink smoke.
That vapour trail looks nothing like a bone. You know what? If one of them crashes, you don't get your money back. Fact.
But I'm sure Saxon would appreciate the trouble you've gone to.
What I want to know is why, Andy? Why?
Well, Pop, he'd had a good innings, not always like his master, and the police had no option but to shoot him after he ran off with...
Oh, why couldn't the public have paid for this, after all the entertainment I've given them?
But you're not dead, it's your dog.
Well, they forked out for Maggie Thatcher. What did she ever do to keep the fox population down round Loughborough?
That's a fair point.
This is the sad bit about funerals, Andy. Everyone treats it as an opportunity to stiff you. Like Gareth Malone, that was another arm and a leg, and he didn't even show.
No, but his dog did a fantastic job coaching our canine choristers. And you should get some money back on the Christmas CD.
Oh, yeah. Can you organise that, Andy? Saxon in a Santa hat on the cover, yeah?
Sure. And with the Ashes imminent and the Aussies in disarray, there'll be chances aplenty for a man with your cricketing know-how to recoup your losses.
With the what imminent?
Ooh, a Lancaster.
Oh, finally!
I haven't seen that one. Just get my notebook out.
Another $20,000. Andy's late. If you're in an old plane, leave early, Biggles! Basic stuff, Andy.
Pod, as we stand in your once lovely lounge, watching removal men taking away your treasured possessions, do you regret spending the best part of $500,000 on your dog's funeral?
I don't do regret, Andy. All my VAT, unfortunately.
Oi! Those China leopards are a matching pair!
You'll have to knock the other head off now. Yeah, that's better.
But it is a sad day, Pod. having to vacate the Poderosa after 20 years' worth of well-earned property price inflation.
Oh, it's tragic, Andy. The bank's repossessing it. Suppose those telecommercials with choirs singing about how nice they are don't come cheap. Wouldn't surprise me if that's bloody Gareth Malone filling his man bag again.
Yes, the bow-tied maestro is certainly riding high at the moment, Pod. And the performance of Windmills of Your Mind he coaxed out of those baggage handlers was nothing short of sensational.
Oh.
Round like a circle in a spiral.
Oh, what are they doing?
Like a wheel within a wheel, never ending
or
beginning.
Not my 4x4!
Never spinning wheel.
They're
like
taking
a snowball down a mountain or a carnival.
Shut up, Andy! That's Pod 1!
Oh, you bought that number plate to commemorate your high score in Test cricket.
Thank God Jackie's taken Pod 6-6, no ball 4-wide, 6-4-6.
Celebrating your only over in Test cricket. Sentimental value added for that one, Pod.
Yeah, took Jackie a year going through Auto Trader to find that reg.
And how is Miss Nail Extensions 2006 Brackets East Midlands taking this latest setback?
She's totally standing by me. Well, not literally, because she's back in the Emirates, obviously, setting up a Vajazzle franchise.
Ooh.
There's talk of a reality show tie-in. The only way is Dubai.
Ah, Towed.
Yeah, Towed. Jackie's been a rock. Look at these texts she sent me.
Don't let them take the China leopards. Hide them in the kennels. Oh, bad luck, Pod.
Might as well take the kennels too.
Oh.
I can see Saxon now, Andy. Straining at his chain, saliva dripping off his jaws, baring his teeth at passers-by, snarling at school kids, pensioners, Muslims, cyclists, Muslim pensioners. He treated everyone the same, you see.
Yeah.
Violently, but with a twinkle.
You'll get another dog, Pod. Ooh, sounds like a lot of mail. Hasn't the postman been for a while?
Not for about 10 years. Just been more bills. Oh, yeah. Here's one from Titchmarsh. $5,000 for putting Saxon's name in tulips on the horse-drawn hearse. Oh, where am I going to get the money for all this?
Under the circumstances, it's such a shame you've lost your prestigious role as England Twitter coach.
Don't remind me.
Thanks to the injudicious tweet that put an end to it.
I said don't remind me. It was late at night.
After Strictly Come Dancing's Michael Vaughan had set the benchmark for world-class tweeting with such quality banter as why are Kevin Peterson's initials KP? 'Cause he's nuts. The powers that be decided that online badinage needed nurturing at all levels of the game. So, under Pod's tutelage, the England women's team were soon using their shapely thumbs to disseminate such perfectly timed messages as woo and yay, with its record-breaking 124 whys. But sadly, only 4 hours into the job, the sweet smell, or should that be tweet smell, of success turned sour.
I didn't realise it was going to be taken seriously. But, yeah, now, if you look at hindsight through a crystal ball with T20 vision, then we never get anything wrong, would we?
Nicely put, Pod. But just for the record, tweeting that what all these Pakistanis need is a damn good negotiated peace settlement in Kashmir...
I'd add a few, OK? End of.
Social networking, be it harmless or deeply offensive, is nothing new in the annals of the game. It dates back, as so many cricketing controversies do, as far as the 1932-33 so-called Bodyline series.
It's time to prepare for the Ashes. Here's England's captain, Mr. Jardine, composing an abusive message to Mr. Bradman. Each letter carefully scissored out of a copy of the Daily Sketch. It's attention to detail that makes the skipper such a world beater. It certainly gave the Don a shock.
Struth, what should I find in the post box at the end of the yard at this anonymous poison penny? It certainly put me off my game.
The delivery caused a diplomatic incident. Questions were raised in the House of Cobbers.
We, the blokes in the cabinet, find the word butterfingers unsportsmanlike. Hashtag pretty ordinary.
Thanks.
Consequently, we have no alternative but to go down to Bondi and retaliate with a message in a bottle. And that message is a handful of steaming rue-poo.
The bottle arrived at Tilbury 3 weeks after Mr. Jardine's boys sailed for Australia. Consequently, England won the series 3-1. Bad luck, Bluey. Try using modern technology and send the marsupial feces by flying boat next time.
Hang on, guys, before you take the sofa. Just feel down the back, see if there's any cash.
OK, Bob. Ooh.
What you got, Andy? Oh,
just an electric shock from the zebra skin stretch cover.
Mm. Comb. Batting gloves? Blimey, they must have been down there a while.
I've got something. Oh, €100 note.
Well, that can stay there.
But it's worth £87.23 at today's rate.
If it hasn't got Helen Mirren's face on it, it's not legal tender in my book.
Pod, given that the middle-aged patriotic smoker who likes a drink is having a bit of a moment right now, might you consider another foray into politics?
Dangerous game, Andy. Look at Imran Khan. Fell off a forklift truck. There's a rumour on the circuit he was stone-cold sober.
But if you're looking to raise funds, Pod, surely no one's got more experience than yourself at running charity cricket matches.
The celebrity witch hunt's pretty much killed that golden cash goose off. There's only me and one grumbleweed left.
On the upside, though, prison cricket's never been stronger.
Yeah, that's right. I went to see Dusty Bin in Parkhurst. He's batting like a god. Real loss to the charity game. Oi, Slobodan, don't take that plasma yet. There's a race I need to see.
Yeah.
There's a lot riding on this.
Only about five lengths separating the field now, and they're bunching up as they come to the second last.
Yeah, go on, my son. Come on, come on! If he'd just get over there.
And here's to me, lads, a faller there.
Bad luck, Pod.
Just when he was coming to challenge, I'm afraid to say the screens are going up around the stricken horse. The butchers arrived from the supermarket with tins of tomatoes, bechamel sauce, and some sheets of dried lasagna.
It's tragic, Andy.
Yes, no one likes to see that.
Horse meat lasagna was Saxon's favourite.
And bringing up the rear there, the stable lad with the garlic paste and salt and pepper. Proud moment for him, but we'll take a short break now.
Might need that €100 now.
That's too late, Pop. The sofa's gone.
Have you or a loved one, or anyone you know, been hurt in an accident? Or do you just want compensation for something? We're here to make that fat check dream come true at Quids in Claims Direct.
Andy, isn't there a Quids in Claims Direct in the high street? Have a look in Thompson's.
I can't, Pop. They're loading me onto the van.
Hello! Do you want compensation for something?
Is the Pope what is it, Andy?
Catholic, Pod. Yeah.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Oh, you really do talk like that. Now, listen, I'm looking for a big payout from the royal family because of the grief caused after what they did to my dog.
OK, how much are you looking for?
Well, the lot, basically. Well, except Balmoral, they can keep that. Bagpipes waking you up every morning. Chris Evans is bad enough. Anyway, cuts the chase, Quidsy. Bottom line is Her Majesty's Royal Constabulary shot my dog. And for what? Doing what dogs do, e.g. chewing a bone.
It was no ordinary bone. Everyone can remember exactly where they were last summer when the ether was abuzz with the news of a right royal discovery in a car park in Leicester. Let BBC Radio Stoke's afternoon show take up the story.
I will survive. There's a story here. Come in, it's upside down. It's about Richard the I, or Richard the Ill. I'm not ill. I've had a drink, but I'm not drunk. Let's party!
Luckily, Radio 5 Live was on hand to maintain news-breaking professionalism.
More biscuits that sound like footballers in a moment, but we're just getting reports. Garibaldi. That's a good one. Thanks, Tim, on the Exeter Bypass. There's been a major historical discovery by a dog. The Rhodesian Ridgeback named Saxon unearthed the bones, which weren't Saxon, but Tudor, belonging, as they did, to former legendary monarch Richard III. We're joined by Detective Inspector Jeff Simpson of Leicester Constabulary.
Hello, Vicky.
So, Jeff, was it a question of to be or not to be for Saxon the dog?
Not to be, I'm afraid. The dog failed to respond to repeated demands to drop the property of the crown, so we had no alternative but to disable him with a bullet, whereupon the suspect sadly passed away.
So a case of goodnight, sweet prince.
Very much so. Can I just say on the biscuit footballers, how about Swansea's new fullback, Digestive?
Ha ha! Back of the net, Jeff. Thanks for your time, and you take care now.
Will do, Vicky.
It was Pod's conviction that there was a case to answer and compensation to be gained from the descendants of the Yorkist hunchback, which led him to the high street premises of Quids Inn Claims Direct. Would Pod get a result on the day?
No chance, my friend!
Is it because Richard III didn't belong to the House of Windsor?
You saying Thirdy wasn't royalty?
No! I'm saying while we've been sitting here, Quids Inn Claims Direct has been taken over by Moolah for you, payday loans. Do you need Moolah?
Yeah.
Then you've come to the right place.
Armed with a life-saving £3,000, repayable at 4,800% APR, it was next door to another star in the Milky Way of Mary Portis's High Street Revival Scheme, Bet Planet.
Come on, come on, give us the two, give us the two, man.
Oh, you bastard!
Sorry, mate. House wins. Thanks for playing Warnie's Poker Classic.
Bad luck, Pod.
See you soon on the the Shane game.
Bamboozled again by the Aussie spin wizard turned gaming meister.
You know why he's got a poker face? He can't bloody move it after all the work he's had done. That was my last grand. Andy, have you got any money?
Well, I've a little put by, but it was for Mum's new hip.
Well, she'd be able to afford 50 new hips. Look, I got a hot tip from a mate in Bangalore for the third over of the IPL game.
I don't like the sound of betting on Wides and Nobles, Pod.
Well, you're all right, Andy. It's betting on a bloke running on the pitch dressed as Elvis.
Oh, well, as long as it's not bringing the game into disrepute.
Hurry up, we'll miss it. Dressed as Elvis. Right, done the slip. Here you are, love.
Sandra.
I'll tell you what he's doing. He's not come on as Elvis.
No, he looks more like Cardinal Wolsey. It's very close, Pod. Not the king, but the king's advisor.
What are the odds?
Well, they were 750-1, Pod, but...
Must have been a bad line to Fat Mo's phone. Never mind. Let's get something to eat. There's a food bank at Sainsbury's.
OK. So, Pod, one last look round before you lock the old place up and put the keys through the letterbox.
Have you finished your tin of butter beans?
Yeah, there's just a congealed bit at the bottom. I'm afraid I've thrown away the plastic spoon.
No, it's all right. Give it here. I've still got the comb I found. Mmm. They're not bad, these. Does what it says on the dented tin.
But it's a sad sight. The shell of what was once a living museum of sporting memorabilia. Above the fireplace, only the outlines remain of your giant benefit cheques from five different counties.
Yeah, no, two of them in the same year. Got the M6 toll road to thank for that.
And the gap in the dust on the mantelpiece, where once stood the very mounted cricket ball that knocked out Felicity Kendall.
Lord's Taverner's game against the feel-good sitcoms 11, 1977.
And is that enormous Panatella's tin your Man of the Match award from that same fixture?
No, that's Saxon's Ashes. Oh. I'm hanging on to them till I've scraped together enough to bung the Bishop of Westminster Abbey to put him in Pet's Corner.
I think it's Poet's Corner, Pod.
Well, you can go in there, then. Dig up some of those lesbians. Three should do it.
Shouldn't it, boy? You could cure them, couldn't you?
You're patting a tin, Pod. But you'll certainly miss all this.
Not necessarily all of it, Andy. There's carpet gripper rods here looking for a hole. I'll pull them up while you get the light bulbs out the chandelier.
But there's about 50 of them.
Well, get a move on, then. It'll be dark soon. You don't want to burn your fingers.
All right.
Come on, what are you doing?
I'm just checking my Twitter feed, Pod. Vaughan is on fire again. He's alluding to the Aussies being in disarray at the hands of the young guns of Yorkshire. And he tweets, they tyke all the right boxes.
Bloody Yorkshire again. It was bad enough for Richard III. I tell you what, he wouldn't have lost that battle if he'd had a few South Africans in his middle order.
Ooh, do I detect the rekindling of fire in your cricketing belly?
No, just the bus of beans. Right, time to say goodbye to the waste disposal unit.
Well, that's the empty beans tin.
Yep, little welcome pack for the new owner. Give us that bit of underlay, I'll block the toilet.
Hello? Anybody there?
Who wants to know?
Good heavens, Pod, surely you know who this is.
No, if it's Bobber Job week, come back tomorrow, there'll be someone needs a toilet unblocking.
No, I live here. I bought a house from bank.
Pod, it's Joe Root.
Who?
The self-same young tyke and England batting sensation who's been tormenting the Aussies.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Radio 1 County's Andy Hamer, a.k.a. Andy Hamer. And allow me to jog your memory about this other gentleman's identity. 0 for 152 at Wellingborough, 1988. A marathon 8 not out, spread over two rain-affected days. Derbyshire versus combined universities.
Yeah, it's me. How about an autograph?
All right, then. There you are.
A famous and historic moment. Two generations of cricketing talent. Separated by two more, but conjoined by the greatest game on earth.
What's that?
Cricket, Pod.
Does he always go on like this?
Yeah, afraid so. That's a tenner for the autograph.
You've written all the breast on this.
Pod always does.
Only you've spelled breast without an A.
Do not tell me, Sonny, with one N, how to spell all the breast in my own house.
That'd be Sony, and it's my house.
Whatever.
Do either of you two know how to buy cars? Or you've just bought a Bentley and it wants picking up from showroom?
Pick it up yourself.
I can't drive.
You call yourself a cricketer? When I was your age, I'd written off four Hillman imps. Three of them with my name on the side.
Why would you have your name on the side of your car? That's silly, that is.
Because, my young friend, the garage pays you $7,500 a year. That's why, plus free petrol, and no one minds if you park in a disabled space.
And if they give you cash, can you lose the VAT on that?
Indeed you can.
Cool, that's super.
Rather more useful to the emerging international talent, is to concentrate on your technique and knowing where your stumps are.
Yeah, because if you grab a few at the end of the game, you can flog them afterwards. Double bubble if you get the stump cam.
Whoa, he's reek, can he?
Yeah, I don't think you'll find that in the MCC coaching book.
Shall I show you around the house, son?
Go on, then.
Right, this is the adult entertainment suite. Cocktail bar running around both walls.
Oh, I could put my scale electrics on there. Is that a bomb through the funny window?
That happens to be stained glass. St. Pod, slaying the dragon of media unfairness. You can tell it's Pod from the mullet sticking out under the helmet.
And it's not a pond, son. That's a hot tub. Room for four in there, one larger than live cricketer and three hospitality lasses.
Ooh, it'll do for me model boats.
Dame Cricket is a great leveller, and it was heartening to see two professionals from different eras prepare to help each other out. In this case, the young pretender offering the old sweat a roof over his head for the night. A creosoted cedar one at that. Refreshed after 8 hours in Saxon's former kennel, it was time for Pod to turn his game around and keep an appointment at Job Centre Plus.
Ticket number 432, go to humiliated underclass interview booth number 7.
So I take it from the Pringle V-neck and the Mr. Clutch logo on your forehead that you're a cricketer.
Yeah, no, as I say, I'd be up for doing celebrity cage fighting, cake baking, go on a TV journey. I don't really like trains, but I'll go on an Indian one for BBC Four, as long as there's a curry in it.
I'm afraid all those opportunities have been taken.
Who by? Romanian celebrities, I suppose.
Yes, as it happens, and Michael Portillo. There might be something at G4 Security. They're taking on extra staff for the Olympics.
Well, I thought that was last year.
Do you want this job or not?
Yeah. I don't mind sleeping under a bridge.
And being a cricketer, I assume you've got your own attack dog.
Yeah, I got a Ridgeback.
Sorry to interrupt, but he's dead.
Oh, I keep forgetting. But I don't need Saxon anyway. I can bite people myself. Look.
Ow.
Sorry, Andy, but I just want to work. And I didn't have any breakfast.
Oh, well, you should have come back to Mum's then, like I suggested. It was Eggy Soldiers this morning.
Thought you hadn't got a dog.
No, it's my phone. I haven't had the heart to change the ringtone yet. Yep, Pod here. Hello. Lords? Yeah, I can get there. Yeah. Oh, just remind me where it is. Oh, it's the one in London, isn't it? Yeah. No, it's all right. I'll be there.
I can drive you, Pod.
Okay, but I'm sitting in the back.
Good to see you back where you belong, Pod, in the hallowed precincts of the long room, where you're very much part of the England support staff.
Yeah, young Joe put in a word for me. And you, Andy, are improperly dressed for an Ashes press conference. Ooh. Take your tie off, put this green and yellow beard on.
OK.
Have you finished with that bottle of champagne, sir?
You can keep your French muck. You got any cloudy billabong down in the cellars?
I'll see, sir.
That's Mitch Mitchell, chief cricket writer and opera critic of the Sydney Morning Herald.
Come on, get your skates on, Corporal Jones.
Sorry, sir.
I'm glad you're putting your years of experience as 12th man to good use by carrying the drinks, Pod.
Did you say Pod? Hey, Mitch!
What's that, Mitch?
Mitch Murphy, of the Melbourne Age.
Can I have your empties, gents?
Get a load of this! It's Dave Podmore!
Not the fat lug with the mullet who dropped the catch that won us the Ashes in 1983.
Pod was actually distracted by the piglet released onto the outfield with his name painted on both sides.
Yeah, couldn't catch that either.
That's Michelle Mitch Murray of Tasmanian OK magazine.
It's KO, you drongo. We're in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, nice one, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, very funny, guys, but this press conference is over. Move your feet, I've got to sweep up.
Oh, I've got to get this on my iPhone.
Hold the broom like the bat that you never hit the ball with.
Good sledge, Mitch. Yeah. How sad is that?
I'll tell you what's sad.
Oh, careful, Pod. You don't want to kiss goodbye to £4.25 an hour.
What is sad is if it wasn't for Ant and Dec, no one would have heard of Australia.
That's a lie.
What is sad is thinking Doctor Who's still played by Sylvester McCoy.
He is, isn't he?
He's quirky, but good.
And what's really tragic is you've lost your coach and you've lost your Prime Minister.
Ouch, he's good as deer.
And where's Shane Warne when you need him? Doing the school run, driving a hybrid and watching rom-coms with Liz Hurley.
Ah, pig's bum. That's the truth.
Don't mind, Mitch. Have a beer.
I've lost my thirst, Mitch.
Ah, mate.
The press conference had been called by the Australian management to refute claims in the English papers that they were in disarray and to assert that they were, on the contrary, very much in array. Pod's timely intervention was the kind of factor that can change the whole complexion of a game, what I like to call a game-changer. So, following Pod's victory in the Court of Human Bragging Rights, the whole question of the Aussies' arraignus was up in the air again. And there was more good news when I caught up with Pod back at the ranch.
No, the electric bull's horns have got to be over the gateway, Slobodan. Scare off the ramblers. Yeah, but they're no good over the front door. It's July already. I want Santa up there.
Looks as though you're moving back in, Pod.
Very much so, Mr. Hamer. Chairman of Selectors liked the look of what he saw at the press conference. Asked me to do a job in a coaching capacity.
Ooh, batting or bowling?
Offending, Andy. Online abuse, obscene tweeting, Facebook bullying. Meet the England men's anti-social networking czar.
Who's also got his house back, by the look of it.
Come on in, Andy. Yeah, young Joe bought a chicane for his scale extric and a pit lane with a life-size Bernie Eccleston, so, yeah, he'd outgrown the place, so the lad gave me a very good price on the house, and I gave him some itching powder to put in Jonathan Trott's jockstrap. His practical joking's come on a mile since I've been working with him.
Oh, that's good to hear, Pod. Adding to the youngster's all-round skill set.
I don't know what they teach him in schools these days, Andy, but it's certainly not putting fart capsules in Alistair Cook's energy drink.
Latin, I expect,
probably. Oh, look, he's left me a naughty Fido novelty. It's still steaming. He'll have poured a hot kettle over that. That boy is learning so fast.
That's no plastic doggy deposit. It looks very much like the real thing.
What? Yeah, so it is.
It's a puppy!
Andy?
Hello, boy! Who are you? There's a note attached to his collar, Pod. To Pod, all the breast, without the A, Joe.
Ow! He likes you.
If you say so, Pod. Well, all that remains now is to decide the fate of the ashes.
Oh, just take the tin off the mantelpiece, Andy, chuck it in the canal. He won't be the first dead dog to end up there.
No, I didn't mean Saxon's ashes. I meant the historic urn.
What's he talking about? Who wants to go and chase a cyclist? You want to go and knock someone off a bike, don't you? You do. Yes, you do. And Jonathan Trott's looking distinctly uncomfortable at the crease. He's waving to the dressing room for, I think, a new pair of new jockstrap. Thank you, Malcolm. And Cook, meanwhile, has been brought a drink, which he's looking at with some suspicion, as if to say, perhaps I shouldn't have swallowed that. Anyway, oh dear. Oh, poor chap. Well, I'm very glad to say that I've had no adverse reaction whatsoever to the quite excellent Gervais Chambertin I enjoyed at the Fox and Duck in Wallingford the other night.
Dave Podmore would like to thank Christopher Douglas, Nick Newman and Andrew Nichols for their help in making this programme. Also, as I say obviously, Nicola Sanderson and Lewis MacLeod. The programme was produced by John Harvey. Dave Podmore's Ashes Shame was brought to you by Hattrick Productions in association with the BBC and Quality Cash Converters of Hinckley, converting your cash into our cash since 2012.